Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes.
Garrett, here we are.
It's Christmas time.
It is. And today is the day where annually you suggest last minute Christmas gifts. And well, take a look at the wonderful and weird gifts that are out there in terms of ones for movie fans as such.
We've been doing this for a long while, you know, nearly
I'm
two decades
impressed.
At this
I'm
stage.
I'm always impressed by what you find. So what are we beginning with?
We're going to start with some wine.
A film-themed wine.
Because to celebrate the release of the next Bond film, Champagne Bollinger have produced a limited edition champagne from the 2011 vintage. So this is, I suppose, a nice addition. Now, it's a pricey.
What's it going to cost me?
Yeah, it's going to cost you €230, actually.
So
it's the James Bond 007 limited edition gift box with aromas, hints of honey, hard candy. Yeah, you get the message. There's a lot in there.
Daniel Craig, deliver it to me. That's what I want to know.
From wine.com. That's where you can get it from. But yeah, it's a bit pricey. But at the same time, if you want to celebrate the movie when it comes out, there you go.
Okay. Now, a little Hitchcock themed number for us.
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, Hitchcock fans. And this is a kind of a nice little stocking filler. These are film coasters, and you can actually get quite a range of these if you have a look and see. But the Alfred Hitchcock ones, the set features four of Hitchcock's legendary films depicted as thoughts in his mind over his classic silhouette.
Oh, nice.
So you've Rear Window, Vertigo, Psycho, and The Birds. They're about €15 from Etsy.com.
Okay, very nice. We are staying with a food theme as such.
Yes, I'm going to make him a sandwich he can't refuse, because there is an engraved cutting breadboard called the Grill Father. So nice one to just have
who
in the kitchen.
Who wouldn't want one of those?
Well, just to bring it out and put wait for everyone to take the bread and then to reveal the Grill Father right there. €25 on Amazon for that one.
That is brilliant. Now, some sort of food books with movie themed?
Yeah, Turner Classic Movies have a movie night menus book. This sort of spotlights 30 crowd-pleasing films from the 1930s through to the 80s, paired with signature drinks and dishes that appear in or are inspired by the movies.
I like that.
Philadelphia Story, Sunset Boulevard, Some Like It Hot. So nice little gift, that one. But I love the title of this one. Another book called Gone with the Gin. Cocktails with a Hollywood Twist. So this is the ultimate cocktail book for diehard silver screen aficionados who prefer to be shaken, not stirred. And included within are 50 delicious drinks paired with movies.
Brilliant. Now, after dinner then, you've some movie themed party games for us.
Yeah, I saw this one. It's quite interesting because Blockbuster Video, that was in the US, so I suppose we could probably do with an extra vision version of this.
Okay.
But you can get a Blockbuster one right now, and it comes in an old fashioned VHS box housing case, and inside is the board game. The board itself is actually a car park, and you navigate around the car park going to the store. You can choose sort of classic films. You have to describe them, quote them, act them out for the rest of your team, or challenge people in a head-to-head showdown and shout out as many film titles as you can before the timer runs out. Sounds a bit of
fun.
It's called the Blockbuster Party Game.
Okay, Star Wars is out this weekend. There's always some kind of a Star Wars Prezi to be had.
Yeah, and I really did think down through the years we've sort of covered them all. There's been so many of them.
Yeah.
And then I found this one and I just thought, well, why?
That
was the main thing
that
just crossed my mind. So I'm going to read you the description that they have for this product. Bring your morning routine over to the dark side with this triple setting shower head.
Ah, no.
They can adjust the pressure of the water using a comfort control level. Star Wars Oxygenics Darth Vader handheld shower head. You have to see it to believe it. It's about €30. You'll get it on Amazon.
Oh, that's classic. I love it. And what else have you for us?
Yeah, there's a Star Wars rolling pin as well, so it's a little less weird, but you can decorate your pastry with Star Wars characters. That's about $19 on Etsy.com. And if you really want to splash out, you can go over to the likes of the prop store, where you can get a replica stormtrooper costume. That's going to set you back a cool €1,200. And in fact, I'm a little short to afford a stormtrooper.
Okay, you've some more prop items for us, though.
Yeah, so I mentioned the prop store there, and there's lots out there. But I was just having a look to sort of see what sort of the price range some of them are. You can get a Beretta pistol from the Matrix Revolutions. That's about 1,800 euro.
A little steep, maybe.
A little steep. You can get a replica. Now, it's a replica ghost trap from Ghostbusters, 900 euro. But if you're looking for something on the cheaper end...
Something under a tenner, come on.
Under a tenner, you can get Marty McFly's vintage letter to Doc Brown from Back to the Future 2 for 9 euro. Zavik.com is
Love
where you can
it.
Get that.
Okay, now Joker is one of the big movies of the year. Anything connected with that movie up for
grabs?
Well,
you wouldn't think that you could get anything from that movie, but yes, you can. Some stocking fillers, actually.
Yes.
So, do you remember in the movie he had the card that he handed over to people that said, "Forgive my laughter, I have a condition." And it says, "Please turn over." You can get that replica card.
Okay.
Etsy.com is where it is for just about 10 euro. There's also a Joker VHS retro lamp. That's really nice. Mm. Comes in the shape of a VHS cassette, and you can get actually different films in different colours for that. Or, if you want, and this is for real fans really, a Live with Murray Franklin mug. So Murray Franklin was the character that Robert De Niro played in the movie. So that's on a site called Replica Prop Store, and there's a lot on there.
Okay. What have you found t-shirts wise this year?
Yeah, a lot of people getting into the sort of t-shirt world, and there is a company called Girls on Top Tees. That's the name of the website, and you can get female voices in film. So if you, for instance, like Greta Gerwig, you can just get simply the name on, and the choice is endless in terms of the female filmmakers and actresses that you can choose. So that's one of the top websites. Hats, big business as well. One that I found that was quite up to date and quite quirky was from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. This is the Gaslight Cafe that features in the series. You can get one of those as well. And then pins. Pins are an accessory to have now as well. There's an enamel Succession pin that reads L to the OG. People who have watched Succession will know what that means. It's one of the lead characters says that, or wraps it actually in one of the scenes. So they're all on Etsy.com as well.
Okay, and we finish off with a few more little stocking fillers maybe?
Yeah, I think Lego have brought out a nice one. They've brought out a Steamboat Willie set. This is a model inspired by the famous Mouse's screen debut. Now there's a very... very weird one from A24. If you remember last year, we talked about candles and all that A24, the indie distributor, have brought out. They've brought out something from the Lighthouse movie. I didn't think there was something that you could bring out, but they've brought out a grooming set, which is, there's some oils in it, scented oils for your beard and the likes.
Yeah.
It's $42 from their website. So that's an interesting one. Another set of stocking fillers would be sort of key rings in the shape of hotel keys. So you can get them from the Bates Motel and the Overlook Hotel, and
great.
You put them on your keys. There's also a Breaking Bad wood incense burner, and this is quite cool because it's in the shape of the 1986 Fleetwood Bounder RV that features in the series. And yes, the smoke comes out of the vent on top. So that's on Amazon for about 30 euro. If you're a fan of Mean Girls, the book, the Burn Book Deluxe Note Card Set is out as well. That has lots of different notes in there and various different envelopes, and it's a nice pocket journal. There is also a onesie from Orange is the New Black. It's a hoodie jumpsuit onesie for your next binge marathon. About 50 euro on Amazon. And finally, if you really want to be in the season, a Home Alone doormat that reads, "Merry Christmas, you filthy animal." So that's about 40 euro.
Garrett, your research, as always, unbelievable. And we should just note a few Irish ones, of course, because as we always mention, our local cinemas, we can get membership for
you
those.
You can get lots of different membership for those. It's always a nice gift to
They're great for last minute. And of course, the Dublin International Film Festival, tickets available already and passes for that festival. So they're great last minute ones to get
to. Lots of options. Yeah, lots, which is a great gift to give people.
Very good. And of course, buy local in your bookshops. Lots of film books up for grabs too.
Yeah, some good ones. Some that I'm reading at the moment. I'm reading Bob Iger. This is the Disney CEO. He has a book out called The Ride of a Lifetime. That's an interesting chronicle of his career at the top of Disney. That will never work. Anybody that's interested in Netflix, this is Mark Randolph. He was one of the founders of Netflix, and he's written a book all about the setting up of that company. It's an interesting take. For Star Wars fans as well, Anthony Daniels, who plays C-3PO, has brought out his biography, I Am C-3PO. And then an Irish filmmaker, Stephen Bradley, has brought out Shooting and Cutting, A Survivor's Guide to Filmmaking and Other Diseases. That's worth a read as well.
Very good. Now we're going to come to a quick look at Christmas movies on TV in just a moment. We have, I suppose, two big new releases to mention. You just mentioned Star Wars. It's out.
It's out, yeah. Huge movie, The Rise of Skywalker. This brings the Skywalker series to an end, and it's got all the usual cast back in it, but this will burn up the box office over the next few days.
I enjoyed it. It's quite a nostalgic watch, and I love the sort of girl power part of this movie because it's all about Rey and Princess Leia. There's quite a lot of Carrie Fisher in there. No spoilers, no nothing, but a thumbs up from me. Lots of action and lots of, as I say, nostalgia and emotion in this one too. I quite enjoyed it. And then there's this.
Tonight is a magical night where I choose the cat that deserves a new life.
Going to the ball could get dangerous.
Come on! Let's dance!
I judge a cat by its soul.
I've got plenty of soul.
Spotlight and a drum roll, please.
And that is a clip there from Cats, Taylor Swift, Jennifer Hudson, Ian McKellen, Idris Elba, James Corden, Judi Dench starring in this one.
Didn't work for me, Garrett.
Oh, no.
It didn't work for me. Like, I will, if you're a fan of this musical, maybe it'll work. I will preface it by saying I don't love this musical anyway. It's not one I particularly rate, but we were worried about the visuals in the trailer, and I'm afraid it just looks odd. It just visually doesn't work. It's odd looking. It's uncomfortable.
It's a risky one. I don't know.
I just don't know why, really. Yeah, I'm afraid.
It'd be very interesting to see how the general public reacts
to
it.
Yeah, that's just my opinion. But they're the big two this weekend. Now, you have to have, of course, your RTÉ guide to the side for circling all of the great movies.
Yeah.
I mean, the first one that hits me, of course, is Paddington 2.
Paddington 2,
which we loved.
What a perfect movie for Christmas Day. It's on at 7 p.m. on RTÉ 1.
Can't wait.
It's a really, really enjoyable
movie.
Love
that movie.
Stephen's Night at 9:25. Bridget Jones's Baby. That's a good one for a bit of fun as well.
Yep.
But over on RTÉ 2, there's actually an interesting movie called The Drummer and the Keeper. I would suggest that's worth looking at. It's on a bit late now. It's on at 11:35, but certainly watch or set the record for it.
Yep.
Jumping a bit forward to next Saturday night at 9:20, the Michael Hutchins documentary Mystify is on BBC Two. That's worth a watch. And then the Irish movie Float Like a Butterfly is on next Sunday night. That's the 29th at 9:40 as well. And then finally, just to mention, there's a Richard Harris documentary going to be on TG Cahir New Year's Day at 9:30. So that is definitely worth a look as well. So out with the highlighter,
definitely.
Go through the guide, see what else you can find out there. Loads of great movies on.
Garrett, thank you so much for all of those great ideas, and a very happy Christmas to you and yours.
And same to you. Happy Christmas.